to New Zealand. Rocket Lab is a New Zealand and United States company founded and led by New Zealander Sir Peter Beck. They launch rockets from both New Zealand and the United States, and now also manufacture satellites and satellite components. On June 18 this year, Sir Peter Beck's mobile telephone rang. Now, we here at the Space Show don't have a recording, nor even a transcript of the ensuing conversation, but it possibly went like this.
Rocket Lab, hello. Peter Beck here.
Colonel Miller of United States Space Force. How is my Kiwi mate from Down Under doing?
Fine. What can I do for you?
Can you launch a satellite for us? Before you say yes, here are some requirements. 1. Launch it from New Zealand within 24 hours from now. 2. Commission it within 72 hours. 3. Conduct complex rendezvous and proximity operations on orbit within 84 hours. That means pursue a target satellite, monitor it, approach it, and photograph it.
Why?
As a demonstration of a rapid threat response scenario.
Okay, Colonel. Leave it with me.
Now, it just so happens that Pete always has a spare Electron rocket or two at the Mahia Peninsula. And poking about in the back shed, he found a satellite. The gang at Rocket Lab quickly dusted off the satellite, attached it to the Electron rocket with pyrotechnic bolts, and wheeled the assembly out to the launch pad. They then fueled the rocket. Just 16 hours and 42 minutes after Colonel Miller's phone call, the rocket and its satellite was on its way to space. True to his word, Pete had commissioned the satellite within 38 hours. This was more than 30 hours ahead of the Colonel's 72-hour deadline. No need to sweat out the countdown to the 84-hour deadline for the rendezvous and proximity operations. Beck's team had it done in less than 59 hours, a full 25 hours ahead of the Space Force requirement. Throughout operations, Rocket Lab maintained continuous tracking of the target spacecraft. The Hunter spacecraft was called Victus Hayes, based on Rocket Lab's Pioneer satellite design. Now, Rocket Lab is continuing to operate the craft for several more months, testing further rendezvous and proximity operations. So, yeah, they did a real quick job on that one. Now, when Iridium Communications Incorporated came up with the idea of using low-orbit satellites to provide telephone services to handheld receivers, no one understood how rapidly the terrestrial mobile telephone network would expand. With the only market left to them being the desert and ocean areas with no cell phone coverage, just the areas with few potential customers, Iridium went bust. Saved by a contract within the United States military, Iridium survived. Surprise, then, that on June the 29th this year, Rocket Lab announced that it will buy Iridium. Price, United States dollars 54 per share, which values Iridium at about $8 billion. The purchase will give Rocket Lab access to the technology behind Internet of Things, direct-to-device, position, navigation and timing, and other services. Now, Iridium claims now to have more than 2.5 million subscribers worldwide. and when the deal is scheduled to be settled in mid-2027. I shan't air my doubts about the wisdom of that, so let's move on. NASA has selected the United States New Zealand company Rocket Lab to launch missions to study the Sun and the Earth. In early 2027, three Electron rockets will be used to orbit three satellites. First away from New Zealand's Mahia Peninsula will be the TSIS-2 mission. Now, that name is an acronym for Total and Spectral Solar Irradiance Sensor Number 2. This single satellite will conduct Sun-Earth energy science. It will measure the Sun's brightness at the top of the Earth's atmosphere. This will be ultraviolet, visible, and infrared radiation. The data can be used by scientists to predict Earth's ozone layer recovery or provide air quality forecasts. Well, in June next year, Rocket Lab will launch two Electron rockets from New Zealand. Each rocket will carry identical CubeSats called Pulsar. Pulsar is an acronym for Polarized Submillimeter Ice Cloud Radiometer. The two satellites will study ice clouds at high altitudes in the tropics and subtropics. The data will reveal how ice clouds form, why they change throughout the day, and how much ice they contain. This will be used to inform Earth system models to make better predictions about Earth's weather across the globe. Both Pulsar satellites will fly in separate orbits at inclination of 52 degrees to the equator. One reason why NASA chose Rocket Lab is that the Electron rocket can deliver satellites within meters of their target. On the other hand, the industry standard is kilometer-level deployment accuracy. Other NASA missions have been contracted to Rocket Lab. One is Aspera, an astrophysics mission to study the formation and evolution of galaxies. And later this year, Rocket Lab's Photon spacecraft will host LOXSAT. This will be a demonstration of in-space refueling technology. So, Rocket Lab obviously doing good business with both the military and NASA in the United States.